The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of the letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Because of St. Francis Liguori, I chose the readings, special readings for his feast, to highlight his contribution to the Christian life, what probably made him a doctor of the church. Because during his time, there were two extremes in Catholicism. One could be called Jansenism, which overemphasized the harshness of God and the unworthiness of human beings, and the way to relate to God is full of fear. The other one may be called quietism, or downplay human responsibility, that we are just, you know, spirit, our bodies don't really matter, therefore the church and the scriptures and the sacraments are secondary. In between these two extremes, St. Francis Liguori recommended moderation and gentleness. An image, not from him, but an image I have about salvation, which is helpful to me, is to imagine you are out in the ocean and you are swimming, and you are a good swimmer, but it so happens that you have a cramp and then you can't swim and you begin to drown. And so you cry out, "Help, help." And it happens to be a boat or coast guard goes through, and they throw you a life vest with a rope attached to it. And they say, "Hang on to that." And so you hang on to it, and they pull you into the boat, into safety, and you are saved from drowning. And then the question we ask is, how are you saved? Of course, God saves you, but how? If there's no coast guard, if there's no one throwing you the life ring, could you and I be saved? No. But if we don't hang on tight to the ring, could we be saved? No. It's both. It's God's grace. It's God's merciful love. But it's also us receiving it and living it with our lives. And so St. Francis Liguori says that the law and the commandments are important, and they ought to be lived, but not in a rigid way, not in a way we look down on others, especially those who happen to be a lot of our children and grandchildren who no longer believe in a lot of teachings of the church. And we are to live it with love. We are to live it because God loves you and I so much that we are the hidden treasure that Jesus is willing to give everything to give us, like the reading on Sunday. And that he teaches us that the middle way is to live this other gift of God who throws us again and again and again this life ring. And we cling to it. And we live it in such a way that others see that God's commandment, God's ways, liberates and saves us. And in that way, we can attract others into the moral life, into the spiritual life, this relationship with God. It's easy in our church to go left, go right, go conservative, go liberal. The middle way that St. Alphonsus Liguori encourages us is to rely greatly on God's mercy, but then to live it, to live God's law, to live in the way we treat others, so that they may come to know God's great mercy. Because Jesus has come not to abolish the law, to save us, to liberate us from our own sinfulness, from our own extreme thinking and acting, so that we could be the mercy of God in our world.